When they don't do our will, it's our obligation to get rid of them and elect people who will do our will.
That warning from mining opponents was aimed at Pittsylvania County supervisors at a public hearing early in 2008. 3 years on, the question of whether the deposit near the county seat of Chatham will be opened remains unresolved. Everything hinges on whether the operation would be safe. The National Academy of Sciences will offer some guidelines later this year when it completes an 18-month study, but Patrick Wales, project manager for Virginia Uranium, is confident he already knows the answer, as he describes the latest technology for containing the radioactive soil and rocks, or tailings, left over when uranium ore is milled.
A series of redundant safety systems, not just one liner. You may have multiple liners. And they'd be a combination of natural clay liners coupled with synthetic liners. And in between these different sets of liners, you would have leak detection systems, engineered controls, some of the most highly engineered and tightly regulated facilities anywhere in the United States.
Those barriers would be under the tailings. On top, several feet of water would keep them out of the air. Though it might look like a conventional waste pond, Wales says it isn't. For one thing, there's no dam to fail and allow the tailings to escape. The water, and of course the mill, would be the only visible evidence of the mine, with everything else underground. The Pittsylvania County site lies in the watershed that supplies hundreds of thousands of people, including the population of Virginia Beach, which has started its own investigation of possible dangers. Other deposits lie upstream from Richmond, Fredericksburg, and Fairfax County. Wales calls the risk of water contamination minimal at most. He wishes more people would focus on what he says is a certain result of uranium mining.
In addition to the direct jobs, which is around 325 at an average annual wage of $65,000 a year, we're talking about an initial capital investment of about $173 million. We would estimate somewhere between 250 to 300 temporary jobs to build the facility.
While it may create some jobs, these are not permanent long-term jobs. Uranium is a boom and bust economy.
Catherine Maul is executive director of the Dan River Basin Association.
These jobs may come and they may go. The presence of that industry here in this area will be a deterrent to more sustainable investment, will be a deterrent to entrepreneurs and startups who are looking to come here.
Maul sees any economic benefit as a bad bargain weighed against the risk of having the land and water contaminated, and she has no confidence that technology can prevent that.
International experts on this issue have said that we have no guarantee that these liners will last any more than 25 to 100 years, and that we have a problem that can persist for tens of thousands of years. The biggest risk associated with this endeavor is not so much the mining and milling, but it's the presence in all perpetuity on the surface of the landscape in Virginia of hazardous waste.
High-paying jobs and economic expansion, or ruined land and poisoned water. Those are possible outcomes for Virginia if the General Assembly lifts the moratorium on uranium mining. And though lawmakers won't make that decision this year, they're already getting plenty of advice from people who believe they know what the result of ending the ban would be. In Roanoke, I'm Fred Eccles.